programs to give you latest news bulletins. Stay tuned to this station.
Here comes the big bandwagon.
Laugh a while, let us.
One moment, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Dahlstedt, and hello, everybody. Well, folks, a trip all the way out to Hollywood just wouldn't be complete without giving us some of that product for which Hollywood is most superlatively famous. Of course, I mean that glamour.
Very finest. And here's the proof. Menin is the choice of more skin specialists, more doctors of dermatology than any other brand, more than the next two leading brands combined. Remember, for Christmas, Menin gift boxes for men. As our story opens, it is 5:30 a.m. at the United States Marine Corps base, and the bugler is lustily, if not melodiously, heralding the arrival of a new day.
Hey, Pumpkin, that's Reveille.
Yeah, pretty, ain't it?
You know, the beds they give you here make it a pleasure to get up in the morning.
Well, when you get rich, Lighthouse, you can buy your own bed.
Yeah, I got it all picked out, only it ain't exactly a bed.
No?
No. It's one of them chasing lounges.
A chasing lounge?
Yeah, I was reading all about them in the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
I never heard of them.
Well, they ain't really for sleeping. They're for people who get tiresome in the afternoon and feel like collapsing.
Hey, did you guys hear Reveille?
Sure.
Well, doesn't it mean anything to you?
Nah, we're not music loving.
So you don't like the bugle, huh?
At this time of morning, we wouldn't even like a sympathy organ.
Declared San Francisco in a state of emergency tonight and demanded the immediate cessation of all strikes in order to present a united front. Bulletin from Washington. Secretary Morgenthau tonight closed the nation's border to Japanese nationals and imposed a strict ban on any financial transaction by Japanese aliens. We return you now to Hollywood.
Always looking for a fight, that Sergeant Bliss. They tell me he won't even talk to himself without taking his glasses off.
I understand he found out about Sergeant Quirt sending him that fake telegram last week.
Yeah, and he promised to punch Quirt in the nose the first time he runs into him.
Well, with Bliss, a promise is a promise.
Sure, he's very promiscuous.
Boy, there's nothing like a good cold shower once you get under it.
Yeah.
It wakes you up, fills you full of pep, and makes you tingle all over.
Is the water any colder than it usually is?
I don't know. I ain't under it yet.
Captain, was to tell you that I've just been advised that a high-ranking official of the Navy Department is expected to arrive in camp today.
Thank you, sir.
He'll undoubtedly want to review your company, and it's very important that the men and equipment under your command be ready for his inspection.
I can assure you, General, the company K will do everything possible to make a good impression on him.
It's very important that you check the report on company property and see that any shortages are made up immediately.
Yes, sir. I'll start on it at once.
Drop everything else that you're doing and get those reports to me not later than noon. We have no time to lose. That's all.
Aye, aye, sir. What is it, Quirt?
Say, Flag, Sergeant Bliss just found out about that phony telegram I sent him last week, and he says he's going to punch me in the nose today.
Well, you have lovely weather for it.
He can't scare me with any of his threats. But when I tangle with Bliss, I want to be able to do a good job of it.
Well, nobody's stopping you, unless it's Bliss.
Ah, don't make me laugh. We've just got to think of something to stall Bliss along until I'm in condition to knock his head off.
I haven't any time to help you solve your personal matters, Quest. Go and find Sergeant Bliss and tell him I want a complete report of small arms.
Bliss? Oh, I just got through telling you that Bliss is going to give me a punch in the nose the minute he sees me.
Well, tell him I want him to give me you the report first.
Listen, I wouldn't talk to that guy.
Well, well, what's the matter? Are you afraid of him?
You know I'm not afraid of him. But what chance would I stand with a sprained wrist?
Oh, you told me once that you could lick him with one hand.
I could, but this is the wrong hand.
I also want you to tell Corporal Gowdy to make a detailed list of all automatic weapons and extra equipment.
I'll do it right now. I think he's in the library here. I'll go and tell him.
Yeah. And then come to my office as soon as you get through.
Okay, Flag. Hey, Gowdy, what are you doing?
I'm reading a book.
Well, you can put it down now. I'm impressed.
You know, it wouldn't hurt you to read a book once in a while.
Well, who would I read it to? All the dames I know would run a neck.
Why don't you read him a book on how to make love?
I haven't written it yet. Hey, you know, I pulled a fast one on a little blonde last night. I said to her, honey, you should be very proud to go out with a murine. And she said, you don't mean murine. Murine is for the eyes. And I said, well, am I hard to look at?
Yeah, that's very funny. Say, I meant to tell you, I was talking to that friend of mine, Dr. Sterling. You remember, you went up to his office last week.
I ought to remember. He gave me some pills to pep me up for the prize fight. And they turned out to be sleeping pills, and I fell asleep in the ring.
Yeah, but you didn't see Dr. Sterling. That was some old guy that was minding the office for him. A guy who all his life has wanted to be a doctor, and when you walked in the office, he couldn't resist the temptation to make believe he was Dr. Sterling.
Well, he certainly fixed me up good.
The old guy's very sorry about the whole thing. He's coming down here today to apologize.
Oh, what good is an apology? In the meantime, my wrist isn't getting any better, and Sergeant Bliss is looking for me.
Well, what does Bliss want?
He's looking for a fight.
Well, you can't give him one. You got a sprained wrist.
Well, he doesn't know about that. So he'll be expecting a fight.
Then he'll have to wait. You know you can't get blood out of a turnip.
I know that. But this nose of mine isn't a turnip.
Now, let me know how everything comes out. I want to finish this book.
Listen, your reading is over to the day.
Huh?
Captain Flagg wants you to get a list of all the automatic... Say, let me see that book. Hey, where did you get this?
Are you kidding?
No. This has given me a terrific idea. I'd like to know where you found it.
Well, can anybody hear us talking?
No. Where did you get it? Out of the bookcase. They keep books there, too, you know.
Tell me the truth. Will you say Sergeant Quirt isn't here?
Sure. What would he be doing in the kitchen?
I thought maybe he'd come in for some of those delicious beans of yours.
What's the matter with them? I've been cooking them for years.
Sure, and they taste like it. You know, you just cook them as a matter of routine. Your heart isn't in it.
My heart's not supposed to be in it. The recipe calls for pork.
How long have you been in the service?
Since 1925.
Well, don't you know the Marines' motto?
Sure, semper fidelis, always faithful.
And if you're a good Marine, why do you use Navy beans?
Listen, Bliss, you're a gunnery sergeant, and I'm a mess sergeant. I don't tell you what to do on the rifle range, and I don't want you telling me what to do on the kitchen range.
Well, I'm going to tell you. That spinach you gave us last night had sand in it.
So what? I'm doing the best I can. I'm serving my country the same as you are.
But you don't have to serve it in the spinach. I didn't come here to argue anyway. I came here to find Sergeant Quirt.
I've already told you, he ain't here.
Well, that's too bad. I had a little something I wanted to give him.
Yeah, he may drop in later. You can leave it with me if you want.
I'd like to, but it's a little present just for him.
If you give it to him now, aren't you afraid he'll open it before Christmas?
No, he won't be able to open it before New Year's. It's a black eye I'm giving him, and it's a hand-painted one.
This is the best idea I've had in years.
Did you get those reports for me, Quetch?
I got the idea from a book that Gowdy was reading in the library. The Science of Hypnotism.
Hypnotism?
Yeah, I'm going to hypnotize Bliss.
Are you crazy? You don't know anything about hypnotism.
Neither does Bliss, so we're both starting out together. Did you ever see a reptile hypnotize a bird?
No. I haven't time to watch you.
It's all done with the eyes and the mind.
Well, you've got the eyes.
Well, according to the book, there's nothing to it. Now, this is how it's done. I see Bliss coming toward me.
Look, Quest, I don't have time for this sort of foolishness. The general is coming
out. I give him a hypnotic eye like this. Now, Bliss's nicknames are Bulldog, Wildcat, and Tiger, because he thinks he's wild. So when I'm giving him the beady stare, I plant in his subconscious mind that he isn't wild. I keep staring at him and repeating, I'm just a little wildflower, growing milder every hour. I'm just a little wildflower, growing milder every hour.
We will return to our story with Victor McLaglen as Captain Flagg and Edmund Lowe as Sergeant Quirk. Ladies and gentlemen, any man on your Christmas list will be mighty pleased to receive a handsome Menon Christmas gift box. A gift box of Menon shave products. They're America's finest. The favorite with skin specialists. Yes, a recent impartial survey proves this important fact. Proves that more doctors of dermatology, specialists on skin care, use Menon shave products than any other brand. More than the next two leading brands combined. No other shave products offer such
Christmas
authoritative gift. Proof of quality. A fact that makes Menon gift boxes for men the perfect Christmas gift. There are four Menon gift boxes, each with a magnificent cover picture painted by a famous artist. Inside each gift box is a generous supply of Menon shave products. Two kinds of Menon shave cream, plus Menon skin bracer, plus Menon talcum for men. These famous gift boxes sell for only $1.25 each, with a big deluxe box at $2. They're exceptional values. And so for the man in service, for the man at home, make this Christmas memorable with a Menon gift box. Every man will appreciate it, because man to man, it's Menon.
Just a little wildflower, growing milder every hour. Now, I just keep saying it over and over. Pretty soon, Bliss repeats it after me.
I'm just a little wildflower, growing milder every hour.
Yeah, that's it. And after he repeats it a few times, he starts believing it. Then, when I have him under my hypnotic spell, I can make him do anything I want. Now, what do you think of that idea, Flag?
I'm just a little wildflower, growing milder every hour.
Don't look at me that way, Captain.
I'm just a little wildflower, growing milder every hour.
Flag! Flag! Not you. I was only showing you how I was going to hypnotize Sergeant Bliss.
I'm just a little wildflower, growing milder every hour.
Well, what'll I do? What'll I do? Where's the book? Where's Corporal Gowdy? He's got
Flag.
The book. What'll I do? What'll I do? Where's the book? Where's Corporal Gowdy? He's got
Flag. You know what it takes.
I'm just a little wildflower, growing milder every hour.
I don't know what's going on over there, but I'll be right over and find out.
Growing milder, growing milder every hour.
I don't know what's going on over there, but I'll be right over and find out.
Now, you fellas understand that service in the Marine Parachute Troops is strictly voluntary. These troops are hand-picked, and only top-grade Marines are accepted. You know what it takes to be a parachute jumper? You know what it takes for a man to go up 25 or 30,000 feet in the air? I said, what does it take?
An airplane.
All right, never mind the wisecrack, Frumpkin. And you, Lighthouse, what are you looking so disgusted about?
I don't like your altitude.
Hey, Corporal, if a guy goes 25 or 30,000 feet in the air, can he get down all right?
Well, they never left anybody up there yet.
But supposing you jump out of a plane and your parachute don't open.
Then what?
Then you bring it back and they give you another one. You mean they won't be mad at you?
Ain't it dangerous in one of them planes?
No. In case of any trouble, you always have a radio.
Well, if there was any trouble, I'd be too nervous to sit around and listen to the radio.
Above 17,000 feet, you have to breathe oxygen.
Hey, what's that?
It's pure air out of a tank.
Hey, are you kidding?
What do you mean, am I kidding?
Well, I've ridden in them tanks, and I didn't think the air was so good.
This is a different tank.
How do you know which one he was riding in?
Hey, Dolly. Hey, watch yourself now, fellas. Here comes Sergeant Quirk.
I've been looking all over for you, Dolly. Something terrible has happened.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was showing Captain Flagg how I was going to hypnotize Sergeant Bliss. And before I knew it, I had Flagg hypnotized. Now, where's that book?
I left it in the library.
Well, let's go find it. You got to help me get Flagg out of this thing.
Okay, okay. Read your handbook for a few minutes, fellas. I'll be right back.
Did you guys hear what Sergeant Quirk told Corporal Gowdy?
No.
Well, I did, and I very
well, what can you expect?
Droop.
You don't mean droop. You mean drop.
Well, what can you expect from a drip?
Captain Flagg has been hypnotized.
Hypnotized?
Yeah, he's in a transom.
I never understood much about that stuff.
Well, it's a way that you put people in a coma.
Well, ain't that hard to do?
Not when you know how. Say, for instance, you wanted to hypnotize me. You would just stare in my eyes and work on my unconscious mind.
Here's his office. I'll go in first.
I'm just a little wildflower growing milder every hour.
Oh, Captain, will you snap out of it?
How do you feel, Captain Flagg?
I'm just a little wildflower growing milder every hour.
Oh, it's worse than I thought, Quirk.
Well, maybe a sudden shock will bring him out of it. Pull a chair out from under him.
I'm just a little wildflower growing milder every hour.
I heard somewhere once a tickling would bring him out of it.
Tickling? Well, let's try it. Take your shoes off and we'll tickle his feet.
Okay.
The other one, too.
All right.
Now, you tickle one and I'll tickle the other.
You take the right foot. I'm left-handed.
Come on, Captain. Snap out of it. Can't you feel us tickling your feet?
Oh, I'm just a little wildflower. Going milder every hour.
Tickle harder, Gowdy.
I'm tickling as hard as I can.
Oh, I'm just a little wildflower. Going milder every hour.
Oh, this isn't doing any good. Maybe if we could make him mad, it would bring him to.
Well, slapping might help.
Well, we've got to do something. All right, let's start slapping him.
Okay. Gee, I hate to do this for Captain.
Well, we're doing it for him.
It doesn't seem to be doing any good.
That will. Keep it up.
What's going on here?
Oh, it's General Erskine.
Is this any way for you men to treat your commanding officer?
I'm just a little wildflower. Growing milder every hour.
Captain sprawled on the floor, his shoes off, and a sergeant and a corporal slapping his face. What's the meaning of this?
Well, Captain Flagg is hypnotized.
Hypnotized?
Yes, sir. And we're trying to bring him out of it.
We've tried everything, sir.
Yeah, I was showing Captain Flagg how I was going to hypnotize Sergeant Bliss, and, well, before I knew it, the captain was hypnotized.
And why should you want to hypnotize Sergeant Bliss?
Well, he's looking for me to punch me in the nose, sir, and I can't fight because I got a sprained wrist.
And why don't you go to Bliss and tell him the truth about your wrist?
The truth? Well, that's an idea, sir. I never thought of that.
First, we must do something about Captain Flagg.
I'm just a little wildflower, growing milder every hour.
Here, help me sit him up here in this chair. There we are. The corporal, run over to the base hospital and get Dr. Clear.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, until you came along.
Well, it's lucky I came along. You're as good as dead.
You really mean that?
Mean it?
Why, if any undertaker should come along now and see me talking to you, they'd start bidding for you. I hate to tell you this, but you've got pulmonary strabismus.
Washington, the War Department gave the White House a preliminary estimate of 104 dead and more than 300 wounded tonight in the Army forces alone as a result of Japan's bombing of the island of Oahu. Neither figure included civilian casualties in the raid on Oahu, the principal island in the Hawaiian group. We return you now to Hollywood.
That's the gym.
That's the place he gets his mighty power.
Jonah started rowing out to sea and soon met his pal, the three little fitches, who said,
beep, bop, bit, and bottom, one, and two.
I would even advise smoke glasses when you're reading Esquire. Read it, but don't try to lift it.
You mean my blood pressure is bad?
Well, I guess offhand that it's about 220.
Well, is that too high?
Yeah, a little bit. Of course, everything is high these days. All you got to do is take it easy and don't exert yourself. Any strenuous exercise is a tax on your heart and lungs.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
Why not? There's a tax on everything else.
I guess it's the only way to keep from getting a punch in the nose. Well, here comes Sergeant Bliss now. Well, I better talk fast.
Hey, Quirt, I want to see you.
I want to see you too, Bliss.
I was looking for you, Quirt.
So was I. I don't mean I was looking for me. I mean I was looking for you.
Beautiful day, isn't it? Just smell that air.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I hope I can keep right on smelling it.
Blue skies, sun shining, birds singing in the trees. That's wonderful to be alive.
What are you alive with?
You know, it's silly to have a grudge against anybody. I'd rather be kind and sociable. Did I tell you I just found out I had a bad heart?
When did you find that out?
About 10 minutes ago. Mustn't overexert myself or have any excitement.
Well, I certainly wouldn't take advantage of you if you were in that condition.
You mean you're willing to be friends?
Why, sure.
Then the two best top sergeants in the Marines ought to shake hands.
Oh, look out, that's my sprained wrist.
Fine doctors and a reputable psychiatrist can't do anything about Captain Flagg's condition.
I'm just a little wallflower growing milder every hour.
As an active psychiatrist for over 20 years, this case of hypnotism is the most baffling of any I've ever witnessed.
Isn't the honor but yet, sir?
I'm just a little wallflower growing milder every hour.
The doctors have tried everything, Sergeant, but nothing seems to do any good.
May I try something, sir?
It's useless, but you may try.
Thank you, sir. Captain Flagg. Captain.
I'm just a little wildflower. Growing milder every hour.
Flagg, there's a beautiful blonde here to see you. She's the most gorgeous girl you ever saw. She's crazy about you. Give me a glass of water, somebody. She's mad about you. She's crying because you won't talk to her.
Here's the water, Sergeant.
Don't let her cry. Can't you feel her tears dropping on your cheeks? Can't you feel her patting your face? Can't you feel her stroking your head? Well, this little blonde is crazy about your Flag.
Oh, hello, Quirt. Where's the blonde?
I thought that would bring you out of it.
Captain Flag and Sergeant Quirt will return in just a moment. Gentlemen, you know it's always important to look your very best, to keep your face looking smooth and well-groomed. And it isn't difficult. In fact, it's extra easy the Menin way. See for yourself. Just try the quick three-step Menin shave. Now, here's how you do it. Step number one, use your favorite of the three Menin shave creams.
brushless, plain, or menthol ice lather. Each is the finest of its kind. Step number two, pep up your face with Menin Skin Bracer, America's most popular aftershave lotion. It's refreshing, soothing, and how the ladies like its subtle aroma. Step number three, the important finishing touch, Menin Talcum for Men, America's favorite. Takes the shine off your face, but its neutral tint doesn't show. And that's the three-step Menin Shave, gentlemen. Menin Shave Cream. Menin Skin Bracer. Menin Talcum for Men. Man to man, it's Menin. For men in the U.S. services and for men at home, this Christmas give Menin gift boxes. They're handsome, practical, outstanding values. Each gift box contains everything for the perfect shave. The three-step Menin shave. Choose from four different boxes, each with a picture cover painted by a famous artist. Three Menin gift boxes are priced at only $1.25 each. The big deluxe box sells for $2. Here or in Canada, see your druggist for these outstanding gift boxes for men by Menin.
No, Flag, I admire you. You're very understanding.
A captain has to be understanding.
A captain? Well, you could be a major. All you'd have to do is to see the right people in Washington.
Sure, it'd be a cinch.
And with your physique, you could be the best dressed officer in the Marines. All you'd have to do is to see the right tailor.
Yeah, there's nothing to it.
And you could be the handsomest man in camp if you'd see the right barber.
You really think so, Quest?
Sure. But if you ever want to be a wildflower, see me.
Captain Flagg and Edmund Lowe as Sergeant Quirt in The Humorous Side of Military Life. Written by John P. Medbury and presented each week at this time by the Menin Company, the greatest name in shaving. Original music on tonight's program was composed and directed by Lou Kozloff. Hal Gibney speaking from Hollywood's Radio City. Christmas seals are the stamps that help fight tuberculosis. Your contribution to the health and strength of our nation. Buy your Christmas seals today. This is the National Broadcasting Company.